This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهار المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين، محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbaba Rasulullah salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, yastakhdimu al-Islam aw al-Qur'an أسلوب القصص لتعليم قارئه. The Quran employs a beautiful tool that is globally humanly recognized as a way of teaching. And that is by means of telling stories. See, we human beings, we love stories. Stories captivate us. In fact, there is a research that indicates that when people are listening to a story, a bigger part in their brain lights up than when they are given a lecture. Stories are engaging. They are entertaining. But the Quran does not tell a story to entertain. The Quran tells a story to enlighten people. We said before that outside the messengers of Allah, the most spoken about personality is a sociopath by the name of Fir'aun, mentioned in the Quran in over 70 different places. And when the Quran repeats a story like this, the chances are we are potentially going to experience a Fir'aun in our life is very possible. Sometimes they can be big and sometimes they can be mini Fir'aun, but these psychopaths are amongst us. In fact, again, there is a research within psychology that suggests that psychopaths are about 1% of the population. So in one of these instances, قَالَ رَبُّنَا وَنَادَى فِرْعَوْنُ فِي قَوْمِهِ قال يا قومي أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي أفلا تبصرون. One time, boastfully, Fir'aun calls amongst his people, makes an announcement amongst his people. My people, he said, do you not see that I am sovereign over Egypt, that the dominion of Egypt belongs to me? وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. And do you not see how these rivers run underneath my feet? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Do you not see that? See, when they speak about the traits and the characteristics of a psychopath, they say that a psychopath is somebody who is absolutely wedded to power. They love power. Chances are they may be addicted to something else, but their biggest addiction is a sense of control and power. They love this idea of control and power. So the man calls the people and he boasts. He said, does not the dominion of Egypt, am I not the supreme sovereign over Egypt? And do you not see how these rivers run underneath my feet? But wait a minute. Why do you claim the river to be yours? You didn't make it. You didn't fill it. You don't control where it comes from. You don't control where it goes. But why do you do that? Idea is power. Even when it comes to something like this. You know how a few weeks ago, the psychopaths in Israel, they decided that the people of Gaza are not worthy of giving water. And they cut off the water there. And then it rained. I am saying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the people. You cut off the water, Allah is going to send water to them. But then people were shocked to know that rainwater in Gaza belongs to the Israelites. Rainwater that Allah sends in this locality does not belong to you. It belongs to the Israelis. Not only that, it is illegal to collect rainwater. What are you talking about? What do you mean it's illegal to collect the rainwater? See, it's illegal to collect the rainwater because it does not belong to you. هذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. Fir'aun is not just a story. Fir'aun is a representative of a personality that lives amongst us, walks amongst us. Sometimes they are easy to detect and sometimes they are not. But the Quran does tell you, look, if you want to engage with these people, you must know who these people are. You've got to become aware of their traits, their qualities, symptoms that they have. One thing about this, absolutely drunk with power. هذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي. These rivers run underneath my feet. Other people say, this was him boasting about in all these little streams that you have made to water your vegetation, I can cut them off. He is actually making a threat to them. I can actually damage your livelihood. أفلا تبصرون? Do you not see that? أم أنا خير من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين? Speaking about Musa alayhi salam said, and by the way, do you not see that I, remember I is very important for a psychopath. These psychopaths are absolutely drunk with the idea of power and control. So what does he say? He said, do you not see that I am better than him? Referring to Musa alayhi salam, he referred to him as Mahin. Debased a nobody, but somewhere else Allah in the Quran tells us that he is a Kareem, he is noble. Your characterization of him is of absolutely no consequences. You can say it, you can repeat it, you can announce it, but it does not make it a reality. You can refer to the people as being animals, it does not make them an animal. But see, what happens is that every accusation that Fir'aun makes is actually also a confession at the same time. Every accusation Fir'aun makes is a confession about his own self. Mahin wala yakadu yubin. He's not even articulate. He does not speak as well. He speaks with an accent. He's not able to articulate. He is unable to express himself. Look at them. فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ أَسْوِرَةٌ أَسْوِرَةٌ مِّن أَسْوِرَةٌ مِّن الذَّهَبْ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مُقْتَرِنِينَ. You not see that? He does not have any bracelets of kingship to indicate his importance. He doesn't have any of this. And why is he not accompanied by the angels? See, one thing about psychopaths, subhanAllah, and you get to see this a lot. Number one, they say psychopaths, never answer a question directly. They are very good in diverting away from the main point. Number three, they speak a lot, but they say nothing. Wait a minute. None of this. Musa alayhi salam was not boastful. Nobody questioned your power. But why are you talking about things that people never brought up? What is wrong with you? Why can't you keep a conversation straight? In addition to that, a great sense of cruelty. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. See, when the Quran tells us about Fir'aun, the Quran does not come and directly say Fir'aun was a cruel man. But the Quran gives you hints that through which you can tell, man, this dude is absolutely cruel. His wife finds a baby by the riverbank, holds the baby. And what does she say? She says what every sane human being says. قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكُ. Try this, my brothers and sisters. You hold a baby. What's the first thing that everybody, almost everybody does naturally? You smile. You smile. You hold a baby and you immediately, you smile. Not only that, but you can sense joy in your eyes. قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكُ. You sense the joy in your own eyes. You just be holding up, you be smiling, talking to the baby, knowing that the baby does not understand. You talk to the baby. قُرَّةُ عَيْنٍ لِي وَلَكُ. A comfort to your eye and my... And then she makes the weirdest request. Absolutely the weirdest request. لَا تَقْتُلُوا. لا تقتلوا. Don't kill him. Who would think of it? Who would think of it that this woman, after saying, this has been a joy to my eye and potentially to your eye, and then immediately she says, لا تقتلوا. Don't kill a baby. You know, when you have to convince somebody not to kill a baby, do you know how cruel that person has to be? Do you know how mind-boggling it is to speak to an adult and let them know that killing babies is wrong? See, the Quran doesn't tell you Fir'aun is bad, but the Quran gives you every indication. If you read the story, man, please don't kill the baby. Why are you even saying this? Why are you even saying this? Like, an adult should know that you just don't kill babies. Sociopath that we saw in New York, that used to be in the administration, working for the State Department, all seen him walking, finding a Muslim, a street vendor. What does he say with a smile, smirk on his face? And what does he say? Killing 4,000 babies is not enough. That's a sociopath right there. They are amongst us. Like the title of the article said, snakes in the grass. You don't see them. But every now and then, they make these statements. And then what happens? Then the Quran tells us, as the people are listening, strange announcement comes. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُهُ. You know, the Quran was talking about Fir'aun, saying all this nonsense. Saying all this nonsense about how much dominion he has and the sovereignty he has and the power that he controls and how he is better than Musa alayhi salam, and Musa lacks basic indications that he is of importance, does not have bracelets of kingship, he is not articulate, not able to speak. And then the Quran said, the impact on the listeners has been, فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُهُ. The man has made fools of his people, so they obeyed him and they just followed along. Tyranny can only exist with ignorance. Tyranny is only possible when the masses are ignorant. And that is why in dictatorship, one thing that dictators do over and over and over again is to keep the people ignorant. Because the more ignorant people are, the easier it is to manipulate them. the easier it is to manipulate them. People who don't know anything about anything, they have an opinion. Based on what? Do you know that of all the countries in the world, Israel is the biggest recipient? That's why they refer to it as the queen of welfare recipients. Over $150 billion given so far, at least of what we know. Do you know, despite the fact that they are the biggest recipients of welfare, do you know that of all the countries around the world, the country that spies most on the United States is not Russia, is not Iran, not a country from within the Middle East. The country that spies most on this country is Israel. But they're our biggest ally. So this idea of withholding information from people, keeping people ignorant, what do you end up with? Masses who are just able, who are easily manipulated to follow. But the good news is, it is changing. It is changing, man. I see young people, and you see this idea of social media, and I have a confession to make. I've never liked social media. But now that you see, when social media is put to a good use, the consequences of what can happen. Now, these people are scared, man. They're scared. They're talking about, man, what is it about the Palestinians? Man, what is it about the people of Gaza? Why are they so resilient? Why is it, despite the fact that this country is so powerful, how is it that they're fighting back? People are actually admiring. How is it that a man is able to run onto one of the most complicated, the best tanks in the world, and able to just run and just make that thing explode? Where do they get that courage from? And everybody's referring, man, it's Islam, man. It is the Quran, man. It is the book that they read. So as a consequence, what's happening now? People are really interested in the Quran. I love the way that the people fight. Why are they fighting like this? They read the Quran. I need to read me some, man. I need to read me some of the Quran. As somebody once said it, he said, my favorite name of Allah is Al-Mumit. My favorite name of Allah, he said, is Al-Mumit, the one who deals death. It is one of the names of Allah. But why is it the most beautiful, your favorite name? He said, man, every time I see wrong, I speak against it because I know that only Allah can take my life away. That's beautiful, man. That is power right there. That is yaqeen. That is certainty right there. So we see this, man, it's beautiful. And as we all know, there is a ceasefire in place now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep all the people of Gaza safe, ya Rabbil Alameen. You know, people are excited. We are genuinely excited that, man, one peaceful night. No more dying, even if it be just for a few hours, for a few days. You know who was opposing this ceasefire? This administration was opposing the ceasefire. One thing that they were afraid of is, man, if you put a ceasefire, these journalists go back, well, we're going to be looking bad, man. We're going to look bad. Remember, they're not feeling sad and sorry for the people who died. They're worried about their own image. People are going, what are people going to say about us? People are just going to find out all these dead people. And sadly, we are finding out that there is so much disaster and catastrophe happening in that place. As people are walking back, man, they're seeing dead people on the street, around the hospital, as they're pulling out, the Israelis made sure that they kill as many people as possible. May Allah destroy them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahi, may Allah destroy them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Now these people are cruel, man. They are heartless, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described many of them. And remember, we say the word many, not all. Please remember, and we repeat this, not because we are afraid, not because we want to be politically correct. Wallahi, we mean it. Some of these Jewish men and women have had a better standing than a lot of Muslims. Their courage, their sense of justice is just being brilliant. Just being brilliant. They speak and they articulate and they defend the Palestinians, the people of Gaza, better than most Muslims have been. We love these people. May Allah bless them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahi, may Allah bless them. Because remember, not every Jew is a Zionist. And not every Zionist is Jewish. So we see this. We want the peace to continue. We want the peace to continue. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, لا تتمنوا لقاء العدو. Do not pray to meet your enemy in the battlefield. Don't wish to meet the enemy in the battlefield. سَلُوا اللَّهَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to resolve this through peaceful means. But if they don't, you better put up a fight. You better put up a fight if they don't. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong this peace, Ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. You know, the more you get to know what is going on, some people you just absolutely love. This is just an example. I think I told the story before about this doctor in Gaza, Humam Al-Luh. He was the only nephrologist in Gaza. That is the only nephrologist for the entire over 2 million people in Gaza. And he was asked, said, why are you not leaving? He said, man, I'm a doctor, man. I'm here to save people. I don't leave my patients behind. Sending my family, but I'm staying back. I don't leave people behind. I didn't go to medical school to make money. I went to medical school so I can say, I'm not leaving my patients behind. He did not leave his patients behind. He was martyred along with his patients. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul, Ya Rabbil Alameen. You've got to love this type of courage. You know, in our deen, a shaheed is somebody that gives their life away so that somebody else's life can be better. That's beautiful. Shaheed is somebody who gives their own life away so that somebody else's life can be better. Now, what we've been told is the people of Gaza are allowed to receive aid. That in itself is bothersome. What do you mean? How have they been living for the past month? Oh, now you can give them food. You've seen people, children, who have been receiving stitches with no anesthesia. People were getting amputated with no anesthesia. Doctors were using the flashlights on their phone to operate. And the world knew about it. The world knew about this. And somehow, they allowed it to happen. Now that, inshallah, we have an opportunity to help the people in Gaza, we want to make sure that we help out. So inshallah, we are going to hold a quick fundraiser after this. And basically what we have is the Palestinian Association of Medical Doctors. And what they're doing is they are trying to help the people in Gaza as much as possible. Along with the people who are doing this type of work, we also want to help the people who are doing advocacy. One of the ideas of making people aware. Once people become enlightened, that's very telling. That is when you can expect the real change to come. When people know, when people are aware, that is very important. So along with the relief work, we also want to help in the people who are doing the advocacy work. That would be places like CARE, places like Yaqeen Institute, and Muslim Legal Fund. So inshallah, after Salah, I think that the majority of us are off. Please stick around. Don't get up and leave. Even if you do not plan to give anything, the idea that you just sat through it is a way of support. Once again, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the people of Gaza victorious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy all the people who wish ill for them, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal those who are struck amongst them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite them with their loved ones, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the dead amongst them as martyrs. May their abode be the highest place in Jannah, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again destroy their enemies, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help those who are helping them and make us amongst them. May Allah disgrace those who have let them down and not make us amongst them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.